I'm Laura Satsui. You're listening to Valley Edition. We're going to stay on the topic of homelessness, but in Bakersfield. A Public Policy Institute of California statewide survey released last month found most Californians see homelessness as a top issue for the state. But how counties are choosing to tackle it differs widely. In Kern County, officials are considering jailing homeless people for misdemeanor drug offenses. To go into effect, the proposal needs funding approval from the Bakersfield City Council. Moderator Kathleen Schock talks with Kern County Sheriff Donnie Youngblood and Deputy District Attorney Joseph Kinzel, along with Dalton Jones from Faith in the Valley and Jordan Wells from the ACLU.
So, Sheriff Youngblood, I'd like to start with you. You, along with the District Attorney's Office in Kern County, have really driven this proposal that involves the incarceration, potentially, of nonviolent drug offenses. How did this come about?
Well, we're going to enforce existing law. We're not making new law. But we have suffered from overcrowding in our jail. We built a new jail. We moved staff over, so it left the old jail empty. Beds are there, but no staff. So the conversation with the DA started with, I have about 600 empty beds. If we would start enforcing the law and holding people accountable, we could then have the captive audience that we had under realignment. Because under realignment, we were doing the programs and offering people assistance while they're in custody for the residential substance abuse treatment program, anger management, whatever their issue was. And then when they were released from jail, they were handed off to probation or to another counselor where they could continue their treatment. And we were having some successes. And then Prop 47 made misdemeanors out of those offenses, and we cite misdemeanors out. So that's how this all started.
So, Jordan Wells, given your work with the ACLU, what is your stance on this course of action when it comes to dealing with nonviolent drug offenses?
I guess I want to be clear from the outset that the ACLU's position on this is that putting people in jail is a cruel and it's a roundabout way to provide them with services that they need. It is far more expensive and less effective than providing community-based services and, most of all, the opportunity to live in a home. The real issue here is poverty. The real issue is access to housing. When somebody is on the street without a home, it's very difficult for them to get back on their feet. And putting them in jail just makes life that much more difficult.
Deputy DA Kinzel, please respond to this. Is this an issue of poverty and housing, or is this an issue of drug rehabilitation?
The issue, first of all, is we have criminal laws, and criminal laws still hold people accountable. There's still a crime to be under the influence of narcotics in public. It's still a crime to have drug paraphernalia for use of unlawful narcotics. It's still a crime to have heroin. Those are still crimes, and they're still punishable under state law. The problem that we're seeing is that those crimes, even when police officers and deputies catch people committing those crimes, instead of going to jail or even going to court, they're given a ticket, and they never come to court. They never have any contact with the criminal justice system aside from being given a ticket. And there's no consequences whatsoever anymore. And a lot of that is the product of realignment, and it's the product of Proposition 47 in our county. And so what we're having is people with drug abuse problems that are going completely unaddressed. In years past, when we had felony probation, we had Proposition 36 programs. They were essentially drug courts that provided a strong incentive for people to go through rehabilitation programs. They had probation officers that checked with them monthly. They had drug tests to make sure they were staying clean. And when things got changed, when you make those crimes misdemeanors, you have no probation officer, you have no supervision, there's no one helping at all. And on top of that, when we have the situation with our jail where people can't even be arrested, even though they're committing crimes, they're not even given an opportunity. And so you're simply taking someone with a drug problem, an addiction issue, and the criminal justice system is doing literally nothing to help them. And when you have these drug issues that are going unaddressed for years, the consequences are starting to pile up for our communities, and we need to do something about it.
So, Dalton Jones, you work with Faith in the Valley in Kern County. You're on the ground advocating on a number of issues, including the need for affordable housing and addressing the school-to-prison pipeline. Given your work on the ground, what do you think about this proposal and what could be the potential implications for the community?
From the way I'm seeing this issue, this seems like an issue more so like we're not looking at people as humans, and we've forgotten that these are our brothers and sisters, regardless of if they're housed or if they're unhoused, if they have a job, if they don't have a job, or whether or not they're drug addicted or not. These are still human beings. And to hear that they feel like it would be better to have these people go to jail as a means of rehab is not okay. I'm not seeing these people as these people are drug addicted like the 80% in the LA Times article. There's not 80% of people who are homeless that are drug addicts. That's not true. These people are literally people who have been hard on their luck and who are just trying to live. Yet we as Bakersfield are giving this narrative as if they're only good if they're producing. And if they're not producing, they should be punished. This is a narrative about punishment, and this is not okay.
So just to clarify for our listeners, it's District Attorney Cynthia Zimmer in Kern County had estimated that 80% of the homeless population is dealing with a serious addiction issue. There's been other data that has contradicted that. The most recent point in time survey put the number at roughly 50% in Kern County. But I would like to bring Sheriff Youngblood back into the conversation. What is your response to that allegation that this is not treating people in a compassionate way?
Well, I think, to be honest with you, he's not being honest with himself. Being homeless is not an excuse to commit crimes. And all we're doing is arresting people who are committing crimes. That's not an excuse because you're homeless. My question to these advocates is, why aren't you treating these people now if you have the answers? And they're not. And the reason they're not, because these people are on the streets under the influence, making irrational decisions, they're not going to go get help. You can't force them to go get help. They're committing crimes. They're victimizing our public, who we are sworn to protect. And quite frankly, the public has had enough. You know, the city of Bakersfield just hired a firm for $30,000 a month to pick up human excrement downtown. That's not okay. And if you've never seen the documentary Seattle Dying, please watch it. It'll give you a direction and a roadmap where we're headed if we don't do something constructive.
Jordan Wells, the sheriff is saying that they are committing crimes. Technically, that is the case. I believe your argument is that this is not the most appropriate course of action in terms of providing assistance to prevent people from being in these situations. Is that correct?
Yeah, there's the popular expression I think applies here, which is, when the only tool that you have in your hand is a hammer, everything begins to look like a nail. So if you're the sheriff or if you are the district attorney, you're going to look at every societal problem as something that can be fixed through arrests and incarceration. And what we're trying to say is that the city and the county need to be focusing on the services that these folks need in order to get back on their feet. And so just to take one concrete example to pick up on what the sheriff was just saying, there's an issue about human excrement on the ground. We have to be asking as a community, are there enough readily available public bathrooms such that people are not having to resort to defecating in public? If someone is leaving jail and they don't have a place to go and they don't have support services in order to get back on their feet, we have to be asking, why are we spending the money on extremely expensive law enforcement and incarceration when we could be spending money on getting people back on their feet through housing, through support services? I also want to challenge and reject the notion that everyone who is street homeless is a person who is resisting resisting services. The reality is it's very difficult to get back on your feet without a home. So that's the first part. The second part is that the sheriff is painting with far too broad a brush when he says that people, as a general matter, are resistant to services. Obviously, there's always going to be somebody to hold up as an example of that. But we have plenty of more examples of people who simply cannot get back on their feet. And the answer to that is not to throw them in jail, but to give them the support and services that they need.
Dalton Jones, homelessness is an issue that is facing communities throughout California. Certainly, we are not immune to that here in the Central Valley. And it's a complex issue. A big portion of the issue is related to affordable housing. The Bakersfield Californian reported recently that multifamily residential vacancy rates have fallen in the last 2 years in Kern County from 4% to 2%. And I think that raises the question, to what extent is this an issue of lack of affordable housing? To what extent is it an issue of substance abuse issues? To what extent is it an issue of mental health issues? Give us a sense of what's really going on in the region.
In my experience, when talking to people on the ground, the things that I'm hearing people speak about is how the sheriff and the DA saying that we should just incarcerate people isn't okay. Like, incarceration isn't going to fix anything from where their point of view is. They would like more housing. They would like it if our city decided to build more like affordable housing units, but our city is worried about building and facilitating people in more jails instead of actually facilitating a space where they can actually heal. We're criminalizing instead of rehabilitating. That's what people are talking about on the ground.
Deputy DA Kinzel, you know, many listening to this are going to think that this could be a return to the quote-unquote war on drugs, an approach that many feel disproportionately impacted migrant communities or people of color. What would be your response to that?
Well, first of all, it's not. The one thing I'll point out first, there was some discussion about how Mrs. Zimmer had estimated the homeless population in our town to be approximately 80% to have drug addiction issues, when the Point in Time survey revealed about 50%. You have to remember that that survey is people asking homeless individuals, are you addicted to drugs? Half of the respondents said, yes, I am. Now, when you're asking that type of a question, you can expect to have some underrepresentation because a lot of people don't like to admit that they're addicted to drugs. Some people might say, and we see this in probation reports all the time, people who are convicted of crimes, the probation department asks that question every time. Are you addicted to drugs? No, I do meth twice a day, but I don't think I have an addiction. And so what Mrs. Zimmer was referring to is what she is seeing on our streets, as well as what our officers are seeing on our streets. And so it's important to know that the statistic of 50%, that's just of people who are willing to readily admit that they have a substance abuse addiction.
I think that's a very fair point, and thank you for making it. But are you saying then that the 80% figure that DA Zimmer has raised is more anecdotal in its nature?
Well, it's more based upon experience of officers in the streets that are reporting back to, you know, of the people we see. This is the estimate that we have of how many people have substance abuse issues, because it's pretty obvious to an officer who's in the street, who has contact with these people daily, and also is aware of the crimes that they're committing, because they're issuing citations, they're seizing narcotics, they're seizing paraphernalia. Even though those crimes are going completely unaddressed by our system right now, I think that it's a fair estimate. And you were asking another issue about, is this a war on drugs? No, it's not. What it is acknowledging that with all the criminal justice changes we've had in the past 10 years, the punishment for crimes like possession of narcotics has gone down. It was a felony before, now it is a misdemeanor. The state of California still considers possession of narcotics a crime, and it still considers it punishable by up to a year in jail. That's the laws on the books. The problem is that you have a law like that that still recognizes that we don't want open drug use of heroin and methamphetamine in our communities. We don't want that. We still have that law. But if we're doing nothing to enforce that law, then we're not serving our constituents. I think what Mrs. Zimmer and what Sheriff Youngblood want to do is make sure that we are enforcing the existing laws. And in doing so, we're able to provide an opportunity for people to get back on their feet. I think that the advocates on the show are concerned and want to make sure that those services are available. We're not opposed to services being available for people with drug abuse issues. The problem is that they don't get a free pass for committing crimes. And we also recognize that in order for those services to be valuable, in order to increase their ability to be effective, the criminal justice system can help by making sure that people go into these types of services, even if they might not necessarily want to. And that's something the criminal justice system can provide. And it also can provide an opportunity for people to at least get past the point of going through relapse and addiction, so that they're not simply caught with narcotics and then released the same day and expecting them to make a change in their life when there's no consequence, there's no compulsion to do rehabilitation, there's nothing.
Well, I wish we had more time. There's certainly more to discuss in this issue. Unfortunately, we are out of time, but I thank you all for being a part of this conversation. Thank you so much.
Certainly.
Thank you.
Thank you.